MPS is preparing for the new school year after a huge turnover in personnel. Many veterans retired in spring because of Act 10. Governor Walker's law stripped teachers of most of their bargaining rights and forced them to pay more for health and pension benefits. The changes for MPS teachers took effect this summer when their contract ran out. As WUWM reports, the district is grooming hundreds of new employees beginning their careers with MPS. The school district had so many retirements this year that MPS held large hiring fairs to fill vacancies. According to spokesman Tony Taliavia, there are now mainly scattered openings.
We've hired approximately 340 teachers so far, and we're really pleased about that. We're 99% of the way there.
Taliavia says most of the remaining 1% are openings in bilingual and early childhood education. He says all brought aboard so far are committed to working in a large urban district.
Certainly, the increased salary has been a factor.
MPS boosted pay for entry-level teachers by more than $3,000 to $41,000. Taliavia says the jump helped MPS compete with private schools and surrounding districts. In some cases, MPS hired away experienced teachers from other schools. Regardless of background, all new employees are going through training. The new hires at Rufus King High School had orientation sessions last week because the school is back in session today.
We have five new teachers. Actually, two of the five were former student teachers here, so they're somewhat familiar with the building.
Jennifer Smith is principal. She says veteran staff helped instruct the new hires on the culture and mission of the school.
We've been all in the same sessions, and for most of the sessions, we have grouped teachers by department level or by grade level so that they are working with experienced teachers side by side, offering, you know, well, this is the way we've done it in the past. New teachers saying, you know, okay, well, I have questions about this.
Throughout the year, teachers will be able to meet with peer mentors after school. Similar help will be available for the district's new principals, 28 of them. When Smith started her job, she met with a mentor weekly, asking for advice on making tough decisions and evaluating staff. Bob Peterson heads the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association. He says the union offers additional assistance.
We're going to have drop-in sessions in September every week for teachers to learn about everything from their health insurance benefits to just how to manage things in their classrooms.
Things such as learning to establish boundaries with students.
Oftentimes new teachers have a tendency to become almost too friendly with the kids. One has to be strict, at the same time has to be also very caring and attentive to the individual needs of the student.
Peterson says the union has already reached out to teachers at year-round schools and those that began early. He says there will be a union rep in each school building who will connect with new hires during the first couple weeks. Schools on the traditional calendar start September 3rd. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.